Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm Petia Kolibová, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love. Hello, everyone. I hope you had an absolutely amazing day. My just got so much better. I have with me here an amazing Melissa Amrosini. For those who don't know her, Melissa is the best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. Host of the top-rated podcast, Melissa Amrosini Show, a speaker and self-love teacher. In her signature straight-talking style, Melissa teaches women how to unlock their full potential, master their inner mean girl, smash through limiting beliefs, and ditch the self-doubt so they can start living the life of their dreams. Named as Self-Help Guru by Elle Magazine, her mission is to inspire women to create a heart-centered life, one that's widely wealthy, fabulously healthy, and bursting with love. Melissa, you're like dream come true. I'm so excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, when I started to follow your work, I'm like, wow, this girl, it's like my ideal version of myself in just like few years. Because your story, it's so incredibly inspiring and empowering, and it's giving so much hope knowing from where you're coming from to where you are right now, and not just talking about it, not just representing this beautiful, successful woman. You truly are walking your talk. So for those who hear about Melissa Amrosini for the very first time, what is the one thing you would say about yourself that they need to know?
Whoa, that's a great question. I have done so many podcast interviews and no one has ever asked me that. What is the one thing that I want them to know about me? That I'm crazy.
Welcome to the club.
Oh my God. Ask my husband. He will vouch for that. No, I'm just joking, but I am crazy. We all are. I think I have such fierce determination, and I always have. Whenever I've set my mind to doing something or said that I'm going to do something, I always follow through. I just have such fierce determination, and it's such a great quality to have because it's allowed me to achieve all of the amazing things I've achieved. But it also is sometimes hard to switch off. So that is my lesson, and what I'm working on is just really turning that off sometimes and just relaxing.
That's incredible. And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that, for really tapping in, because when people ask us, what is your story? Who are you? We go to the automatic mode. You know, we just go through what we are used to say. We put ourselves still in the boxes or labels. I'm doing this, you know, I'm working on this right now. But who you really are? Who are you? Like, what really defines you by being you? What do you want people to know you as? So being crazy determined, I love that.
Oh, just crazy in general.
And you know, it's just such an incredible story, because when I was reading about you and then I tune into your work, so many women out there are suffering quietly. So many women out there are just numbing, you know, if it's with the food, if it's with the alcohol, overspending, or relationships that are really bad for you. And we are afraid that there is no more than that. And inside, we feel this fire. So what helped you to switch from this living the unfulfilled life, going through the motions, to living a life that you're truly excited to wake up to every day?
I think the realization that we didn't come here to suffer was really big for me. And that shifted everything. People, like you said, they're suffering alone or suffering quietly. That doesn't have to be your reality. And when we realize that God, the universe, whatever you believe in, didn't put you here to suffer, that there is another option, then that option becomes really charming and enticing. And you want to choose that option more than choosing the suffering, because you know that the choosing of the suffering sucks.
Yeah, it definitely does. And it's amazing when you have that realization, like, okay, no more, there is something better. And then when you have the taste of the better, no matter what it is, even if it's just a little bit, you just know better now. And you're like, no way, I'm going back to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are times where your inner mean girl will tell you that you're not good enough, and she'll pull you back into that darkness and that suffering. But once you have that level of self-awareness, and once you continue to cultivate self-awareness, which you can do through meditation, that living in that space of bliss becomes your norm, not so much the suffering.
I love that. So let me ask you, Melissa, I'm curious, because still so many people are in that dark place and they didn't find the way to get out. What are some things that you have done when you were in your darkest times that help you bring that light?
Excuse me. I learned how to master my mean girl. That changed my life, because your inner mean girl, which is the voice inside your head, you can call it your ego, your inner critic, your shadow self, whatever you want to call it, the devil, I don't mind, whatever. But that is the voice that keeps you stuck in fear and suffering and pain. And when you learn how to master that voice, you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams. So I have a three-step mastering your mean girl process. And the three steps go like this. The first step is awareness. You have to become aware of what is going on, what she's saying to you, what is truth and what is not truth. And so I find writing it down really helpful. So I will say something like, my mean girl is currently telling me I will never get out of debt. Or my mean girl is currently telling me I'll never meet the guy. My mean girl is currently telling me that I'm not good enough, pretty enough, skinny enough, whatever it is. So getting it out of your head and onto paper is really powerful. And that's the first step in mastering your mean girl. First step is awareness. Because cultivating self-awareness is the only way for inner transformation. If you want to be the best version of yourself, you've got to have self-awareness. And so that's the first step. The second step is we gently close the door on her when she comes knocking to plant those seeds of doubt or fear or darkness. And what most people do is they have those inner critic thoughts come up, like you're not good enough, and they let them in and they, you know, let those thoughts hang around for years, you know, decades even. But what I want to encourage everyone to do is gently close the door on those thoughts. So if a thought pops up, instead of inviting that thought in and letting it hang around, we say, thank you, but no, thank you. I'm not interested today. And that is so powerful. It's not about killing the ego or smashing the ego. It's literally just about saying thank you, but no thank you. Think of it like an annoying salesperson who comes knocking on your door to sell you something that you're just not interested in. You know, think of it like that. So that's the second step. And then the third step is we choose love instead. So in every moment, there's either love or fear. And when you're choosing your mean girl, you're choosing fear and darkness and suffering. So you got to slide on back down into your heart and choose love instead. So they're the three steps. First step, awareness. Second step, gently close the door. Third step, we choose love instead. It's a very simple three-step process, but it doesn't mean it's going to be rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. The more you practice it as well, the easier it gets, because us humans have, well, us females have between 60 and 80,000 thoughts a day. So you may be mastering your mean girl 60 to 80,000 times a day. And then, you know, men have around 40,000 thoughts a day. So they might have to master their bad boy 40,000 times a day. And so the more you practice it, the better you get at it. And it's about a conscious choice and consciously living and mindfully living. The alternative is suffering. So it's like, well, what do you want? You know?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know there is a difference. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense now. Totally. That the women have more thoughts a day than men, because I feel we are so masterful in overthinking, you know?
We are experts at it.
Right? Can I have that expert. Like my my title, expert in overthinking? Like an overthinking guru. I think many women, they do, but I really didn't know there is a difference of how many thoughts we are having a day, because I know it's approximately 60 to 80,000, you know, and so that's incredible. And, you know, these powerful steps, I'm excited to try the sequence and really apply it. And I'm wondering, do you use in the second step in the think, you know, thank you, like a visualization? Because those thoughts, if we have them, most probably they are planted in us for years. So saying just thank you, no thank you, I might not be as strong the first times that we are doing it. So what could make it more powerful or more believable for us?
Definitely visualization can absolutely help. So I see my mean girl knocking on my door, and then I open my door and I see her. I know exactly what she looks like. I know exactly what she's wearing. And I say, thank you, but no thank you. So visualization is very powerful, and feeling it, really feeling everything that you're saying. So saying it is powerful, visualizing it and feeling it are really powerful things. You know, there's an element of fake it until you make it. You know, look in that mirror and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. The first 100,000 times you're probably like, I don't believe you, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. But that element of repeating, visualizing and feeling it with every cell of your entire body will help transform your state.
That's incredible. Yes, thank you. And I'm just curious, you know, when you're in that state that you are starting and you're starting to feel a little bit better, you're starting to attract better people in your life that are supporting who you are, but your reality still is not reflecting it. Let's say you're still in debt, or you still have some people around you that you cannot just close the door. You know, if it's family member, for example, or maybe you're stuck in a work that you get to stay because you're paying bills for right now. So what can you do if your reality, it's still not matching how you would like to feel?
Keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going, and keep feeling it, keep visualizing it, and keep saying it. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And in the same breath, set boundaries and protect yourself. Mm-hmm. When I say protect yourself, that sounds really dramatic. I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, you know, put a boundary around yourself where you can choose to not let other people's energy mm-hmm. affect you. They're called energy vampires. You know, I know everyone listening can relate to someone in their life that's like that. So keep going, keep going, keep going. Feel it, see it, say it, believe it. But then also put a boundary up, protect yourself whilst you navigate, you know, leaving of the job or leaving the relationship, you know, whilst you navigate your way through that, you know, do some of my white light protection meditations, you know, do some of my meditations that can really protect you and put a beautiful energetic protection around yourself whilst you navigate it.
Thank you so much for reading my mind, because there was... That was my next question. What is your practice that people can do right now to really protect themselves against the energy, against when they're still in that environment and in their mind they know, but emotionally it is still, you know, harming them?
So use your breath. Mm-hmm. And what I do with my breath, if I find myself in a situation where I am getting triggered or someone's trying to projectile vomit something onto me, I literally use my breath. And I may close my eyes, I may not close my eyes, but I use my breath to just wrap myself in beautiful protection. Light, you can do a white light, a golden light, it doesn't have to be even a color, whatever, but I wrap myself in a beautiful protection, almost like I wrap myself in a warm hug. And sometimes I might just touch my heart and I might just remind myself to soften and remind myself that I'm okay. But I use my breath to bring me back, because usually you're in your head. So we need to get you out of your head and back into your body. And I do that through my breath. And that's how I, you know, wrap myself up in a big, warm, juicy hug.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And then do you have your white light meditation on iTunes to be able to buy, or on your website? Where can people later on find it?
It's actually in my Mastering Your Mean Girl mentoring program that I have. And it's also, I also have some other Mastering Your Mean Girl meditations. So you can check those out. They're really beautiful. They're I'm guiding them, but they've got binaural beats and solfeggio frequencies and isochronic tones in there. So they're really beautiful and healing and just amazing. So definitely check them out.
That's powerful. Thank you. And let me ask you, now that you are in a space in your life that you truly love who you are, what you're doing, and one thing that I wanted to really point out, what I love about you the most, it's your authenticity and how honest you are and how open you are. You know, like when I look at your social media, I love your Instagram, by the way, how openly and rawly you share who you are. Like, you said it's not just all butterflies and rainbows and unicorns, and you're so real. Okay, I love my life. I'm so grateful for everything I have. And I still have those days. I still have those days when I don't feel like doing nothing. So let me ask you, Melissa, what do you do when you are in the funk? What is the one thing that always gets you out?
There's a few things, definitely meditation, being in nature. So going for a swim in the ocean, laying in the sun, doing some sort of movement, just changing my state. Tony Robbins says, change your state. And so if I'm feeling like I'm in a funk, changing my state is really, really powerful and really works.
It's beautiful.
So do whatever. I mean, it might be like dancing, you know, it might be jumping up and down, splash your face with water, whatever it is, just change your state.
Yeah, I love Tony Robbins, and I've been in a couple of his events and it's incredible. So it definitely is changing your state and also changing your environments. I know that when I am personally feeling like I'm not creative or I'm stuck or in funk, I go to the nature, and I know that it shifts so quickly and smoothly that when I come back home, I'm a nice person again.
Yeah, exactly.
And one last question, Melissa. What is one thing that you cannot live without every single day as part as of your routine? Some of your rituals, some of your, no matter where you are, what you're doing, what you wouldn't want to be without in one day?
My own love. Yeah. That I know you're probably looking for a tool, but my own love, my own kindness toward myself, that I can't, you know, it, when you live without that, that's suffering and that's painful and it sucks. So, you know, every day my intention is to be as kind and as loving to myself and others.
That's beautiful. No, and yes, I was looking for a tool or something that we can do. However, without self-love and without self-compassion, no tools really matter, because when you learn to love who you are and where you are right at this moment without judgment, just embracing yourself with love, then everything else becomes easier and you get more clarity. So it all falls into the place. So
exactly.
There couldn't be any better answer for that. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful, Melissa. And I know that after people will listen to this, they will want to connect with you even more, because I could spend hours with you just talking. You are so beautiful inside out. So where can the listeners or the viewers connect with you in the best way?
Well, you can head to my website. That's melissaambrosini.com. And I'm sure we can put a link somewhere for that, but that's where all of my programs, my blog, you can sign up to my newsletter so you get access to all of my information first before anywhere else. My favorite social media platform is Instagram. So I have Twitter and Facebook as well, but I hang out mostly on Instagram. So come and connect with me there. Tell me that you heard this episode and that you, what you got out of it. I'd love to hear what you got out of today's episode. And come check out my podcast and subscribe to my podcast, The Melissa Ambrosini Show. So head to your podcast app on your phone and click subscribe and let me know who your favorite episode is. And if you want, we can do a giveaway of my book for Open Wide. So maybe whoever shares their top three key takeaways under this video, we can pick a winner to win a copy of Open Wide. How does that sound?
That's absolutely amazing. I'm taking notes as we're speaking.
Yes. Awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Melissa, for your time, for your beauty, and mainly for the love that you are sharing with the world. It's truly a life and world changing. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, keep shining your light.